You know I love coffee. You know I'm a good coffee maker. I don't think I can beat this woman, though. This is an Australian barista. By the way, it's Hug an Australian Day. It's National Hug an Australian Day.
Hug your local Australian.
And I happen to know all of you who are in or around Altoona Intermediate School, Middle School. Their secretary or administrative assistant is Australian. So go give her a hug.
There you go.
Sorry, Mrs. Gilmartin. You're going to get so many hugs today. Anyways, Australian barista broke the Guinness World Record when she made, get this, how many cappuccinos in 1 hour? 420 cappuccinos in an hour.
That is a very fast per minute rate.
400. Who drank them all? Who drank them all?
That's how good were they? Minute,
what was the quality?
I mean, that's what I want to know.
You got to lose some quality. Right.
So she's approximately 8 seconds per cappuccino, if my homeschool math is helping me.
It said she followed the guidelines for the record by using a commercially available and manufactured coffee machine, which outputs a maximum of 4 espresso shots at one time.
Oh, okay.
But, dude, she made 7 5-ounce cups of the hot beverage every minute.
Did she spill any?
I would have. I mean, I can't make one without spilling something.
I know. I mean, I've seen, we don't own one, but like my little sister, my sister-in-law both have cappuccino makers, and mm-hmm. it's sort of a time-consuming process to make it for each person.
But I'm wondering if you can batch it. Okay, so if you've got your espresso brewing 4 at a time, and then you're just like frothing massive amounts of your cream. I mean, you can like boom, 4 at a time. But still, I don't know. How do you stay
with
up
that
on
pace
your
for an entire
milk?
Hour?
Right.
I got something different on my mind. You got to excuse me, but I look at today in history always. So this is the day that one of the great comedians of all time, Lucille Ball, passed away, age 77. And the one clip, more than any other from I Love Lucy, I think of, is speed related. Her with the candy.
The chocolate. Yeah.
Right. And it's and so I'm thinking of the cappuccinos, but how about it goes faster and faster, and then she's eating them all without
all
a word, but
you.
Just hilarious, right?
Love that. Yeah. Hey, I brought a bunch of chocolates for you guys today. Glad you mentioned that, because I forgot them in my bag.
Well,
so
there we go.
Look, I love our random. Can I say how much I love that we're random?
It was speed, cappuccino, Lucy,
right?
There you go.
I think it's Carol Burnett's birthday today, too.
She's in her 80s. Yeah.
She's amazing.
I'm old enough to remember the Carol Burnett show when it was live on, it was Saturday nights at 9 on CBS.
Nice.
And you were staying up late with the babysitter if you were getting to watch Carol Burnett. So.
We know you're busy, and so every week we try and give a public service here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We get you caught up on all the news of the week, and we call it headlines.
North Korea gave Kim Jong-un a new title this week, Supreme Representative of All the Korean People. That's his full title.
Wow.
Couldn't they just say dictator?
Yeah. Same difference.
Easier that way. Yeah. Sitcom actress Lori Loughlin and Becky, her legal strategy evidently is to plead not guilty. Obviously, this trial's going to need a laugh track.
Oh, goodness. A female fugitive from Pennsylvania was captured in West Virginia after she went on social media and used emojis to taunt the police.
Not a good idea.
I don't know what she is a fugitive from, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't a think tank.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a 69-year-old grandmother in Arkansas, the Razorback State, has set a new record in weightlifting. Yes, weightlifting for her class. She deadlifted, get this now, Hillary, 305 pounds.
At 69 years young.
But listen, in a lot of ways, she's just your typical grandma. I mean, she tries to offer every visitor her house a slice of pie, a glass of milk, and 4 raw eggs.
Of course she does.
Just like Rocky.
A group of 10 high school students were arrested in Connecticut for their roles in a massive food fight at school. Bad news for them, bad news for their parents. Now their parents are going to have to pay even more money to bribe their kids into a good college.
Tragic. An upset customer in an Ohio restaurant threw an iguana. Yes, that's correct. An iguana at a manager. I know what you're thinking, but it is perfectly legal in Ohio to carry a concealed iguana.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to have a permit? Or?
No, you can just carry a concealed iguana.
Blends right in.
Yeah.
A Google headquarters employee was diagnosed this week with the measles. So now the most popular search term around the office is symptoms.
Bob Dylan, I don't know if you heard about this, he actually interrupted his concert because people were using their smartphones to record it. He gave the audience at the concert the ultimatum to either listen or just take photos. Now, the audience, of course, was shocked by him doing this. It was actually the first time they actually understood everything that Bob Dylan had said.
A subcontracting TV technician working for Dish Network was arrested for bodily injury after he completed a job in an elderly lady's home and then gave her a huge bear hug before leaving. He didn't mean any harm. It's just that the satellite television is truly thankful for every customer it still has.
Hashtag cut the cord.
Tough times. And finally, for me at least, in California, a paddleboarder was convicted of assaulting a surfer during an argument over a wave. Mm. Kind of immature behavior for two grown men who spend every minute of their adult lives hanging out at the beach, don't you think?
Yes.
In the darkness of night, firefighters in Florida, maybe you saw this on the news, thought they had found an unconscious person lying on a neighborhood lawn. Turns out it was an 11-foot alligator.
Who knows?
Fortunately, all the firefighters are okay, including the one who tried to give mouth-to-mouth.
No.
As we told you earlier, a barista in Australia has entered the record books by making 420 cappuccinos in an hour. The really impressive part? She spelled every customer's name correctly on the cups.
No way. No way.
Those are your headlines, y'all. Now you're all caught up. All right, first off, we are not spoiling anything because none of us have seen it
yet. None of us have seen it.
Apparently lots and lots and lots of people
One of
have.
Us may not even see it. I'm just saying.
I got to get caught up. I'm way behind. I've not seen the last Avengers movie, so I feel like I should to properly understand the context. I think I'm probably the only one in my family who hasn't. So.
Yeah.
Zach Mann loaned it to me, so I am caught up with that. So.
All right. So, Avengers.
Avengers Endgame came out last night. Theaters all over the place. Officially the 26th, but of course they have those
midnight
premiere showings all over the place. So.
Okay, so we decided we wanted to decide which Avengers are we?
Yes.
Right?
So we took one of those wonderful Facebook quizzes, like
online
a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah, I kind of started with, I saw this morning, the Enneagram sort of all the Avengers, and they kind of take you through from Iron Man, the Achiever, Captain America, the Reformer. And there was more interest. Hillary was like, well, which one would I be? Like? Which one would I be? So
I
found a quiz.
So I found a quiz, and I'm Captain America.
Now, this quiz is a little different. I mean, there's literally a portion of the quiz that says which Pokemon would you choose.
Yeah.
Not sure how that's tangentially related, but also what side dish. I chose mashed potatoes.
I want spaghetti.
My side dish was like the little roasted potatoes. At first, it was asparagus, but then I took it a second time and went roasted potatoes
now
with
rosemary. I think we both tested the same. Didn't we both come out Winter Soldier the first time?
We both came out Winter Soldier the first time, but that wasn't one of the options on your thing.
No,
so I'm like, I'm going to retake
second
it.
Second go-around, you came at Captain America.
Captain America.
I stayed Winter Soldier. So
he did.
What does it say about you that
it's
that you're
Winter
Captain America?
Soldier says you've had a rough life and led you to make some decisions you now regret. You may be messed up, but you're a good person.
It's
who's
a perfect
capable
fit.
Of great
that's
things.
That's me. Exactly.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got Iron Man.
What can you share
Caleb,
with us?
Caleb, what part of that can you share with us
it
on
says,
the air?
You're very arrogant,
aww,
but only because you've accomplished so many cool things in your life. You
that
can be a jerk, but you're willing to sacrifice everything you have to help other people.
Tony Stark.
I am Iron Man.
It's like the sweet with the salty there, I guess.
Caleb Swenson by day, but at night, who knows, really?
I didn't leave. I just was so happy that I was...
Yeah.
You know, Captain America, I didn't leave it up, but basically I'm an all-around good guy with old-fashioned values.
And
to
lots
see
of
me
community
through.
Involvement.
Lots of community involvement. Yeah, so it kind of fits.
I don't always put a ton of stock in these things, but...
it's just goofy fun.
Relevantmagazine.com.
I don't know. It might be accurate for me.
If you want a review of Avengers Endgame, this is the headline on it this morning, relevantmagazine.com, saying that the movie might give you hope for this broken world. They say watching Earth's mightiest heroes make the ultimate sacrifice. So,
there you go.
That's the review.
Here's the thing. Even though it's all in fun, and sometimes I'm like, this could be scarily accurate with some of these things. But you think about all of our personality quirks and stuff, warts and all that we have. And I think that leads so well into this song. A quote from Tim Keller that inspired this song. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known and truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God. It is what we need more than anything. It liberates us from pretense, humbles us out of our self-righteousness, and fortifies us for any difficulty life can throw at us. Here's Torn Wells, inspired by that Tim Keller quote. It's called Known.
You know, a great subject is, just about anywhere, is what was your first job?
Oh.
Babysitting.
Other than babysitting, my first real gig was I worked at a bakery called Bernie's Bakery and Deli.
Huh.
And I gained a lot of weight. But the food was still... No. No, I was in high school, and I sliced bread and served, you know, donuts. And
nice. After
great.
Babysitting, I worked at Menards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cashier, Menards, Rice Lake. Yeah.
McDonald's, 3 months.
Okay.
And then Potter School and Library Services.
I have
after
to say,
that.
My second job was in the library, and that's where I met my husband.
Ooh.
Just saying. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I've got some folks from Hollywood, well-known actors and actresses. What were their first jobs? We're going to start with Brad Pitt. His first job in Hollywood was dressing up like a chicken for El Pollo Loco.
Nice.
Yes, his job was to be one of these people to go out and wave at cars to try and bring in new customers dressed as a chicken.
As a chicken.
Nice.
That's an acting job.
He was said, someday you're going to see me in World War Z, right?
Right,
so anyhow,
yeah.
How about actress Megan Fox, similarly, was dressed as a banana to promote a smoothie shop.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that must actually work, then, dressing people up.
No, you see it. Closeout sales or a really big sale or a pizza sale, whatever.
Okay.
Ice cream scoopers. Barack Obama and Julia Roberts worked at Baskin-Robbins.
Nice.
As did Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live. Speaking of McDonald's, Rachel McAdams put in 3 years at McDonald's.
Huh.
That's why she became a mean girl.
How about Jennifer Hudson? She worked at Burger King, and in 2007, they told her, get this now, Caleb, free burgers for life.
Really?
No.
Yes. Jennifer Hudson, free burgers for
any
life.
Any aspiring starlets out there, make sure you work at Chick-fil-A. It just could come back very well
right?
for you.
There you go.
Yikes.
Jennifer Aniston worked as a bike messenger and then later as a telemarketer.
Really?
Before she got
maybe
$1 million
I've hung up on her.
Per episode. For Friends. Yeah, there you go. Tom Cruise wanted to be a Catholic priest and later worked as a hotel bellhop.
Huh.
Yeah, who knew? When her mom had cancer, Nicole Kidman learned the art of massage to help her mom, and she says
cool.
she still enjoys giving massages
sure.
to this day.
Very cool.
How about a lion tamer as your first job?
Wait,
no.
really?
I'm not kidding.
First and only for some people.
Christopher Walken, the actor, at age 16, was a lion tamer in a circus. He would go walking out with a lioness named Sheba.
Of course he was. Makes perfect
remember.
Sense now.
Janitor. Jim Carrey worked as a janitor. He would be an unusual janitor. This is very odd. We're near the end here. Danny DeVito, the actor, was a hairdresser, not just any old hairdresser, a hairdresser for corpses.
Oh, he worked at a funeral home.
Yes, yes, yes.
Huh.
And finally, because you guys are big Star Wars fans,
yeah.
we'll close with this one. Harrison Ford, as a struggling young actor, taught himself carpentry.
Yeah.
And in fact, when he got his role as Han Solo, he was still a full-time carpenter.
Yeah,
yeah,
I heard that. Then he was out working on roofs and such.
Very cool.
So,
hey, we got a text in on our text line. Sarah, not Angie, from Fall Creek, teacher at Altoona. Give Mrs. Gilmartin a hug today. Occasionally, she said she worked at Toys R Us and occasionally had to dress up as Jeffrey the Giraffe.
That's
awesome.
Amazing. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.